Of booster immunizations. This recording is now ended.
At the tone, 0 hours, 0 minutes, coordinated universal time.
Best in every way. Smile!
Shirley, and is it Spinoza or Spanoza? Or Spinoza?
Yeah.
Or maybe it's Spinoza. It's Sponozo. Or is it Oza?
Welcome again to another OOB radio broadcast on Shirley and Spinoza's live Sunday night. Tonight is show number 12, Yak Beer. This will be the very last live OOB radio broadcast on Shirley and Spinoza, and it is our every intention to bid a fond and appreciative farewell to both the SNS experience and, more importantly, to our host, Fausto, who will be leaving once again for the Xinjiang region of northwesternmost China. It is rumored that he will be donning a cape of anonymity to fight crime as a local superhero. Actually, he's returning to continue work documenting the folk music native to this region, and we are all very excited for this next step in his work there, but are naturally going to miss him horribly. Tonight's live sets are all dedicated to Fausto's amazing generosity and patience. Please feel free to contact us directly during the entire broadcast to thank our lovely host using AIM or iChat. And that screen name is Shirley and Spinoza, Shirleyn Spinoza. So sit tight.
And now for some information. Facts about yaks, also known as Bos Grunians, the grunting ox. The longhorned, shaggy-coated yak is one of the hairiest species of cattle. It is one of the few animals able to thrive on the barren Tibetan plateau, where the air is icy and thin. Herds of wild yak, each up to 1,000, once roamed throughout Tibet, central China, Ladakh in India, Bhutan, and Nepal. But because of overhunting, wild yaks are now endangered, and it's thought that only 500 or so remain roaming through remote areas in the snow-covered mountains of China and Tibet, between 13,000 and 20,000 feet in altitude, in the lands beyond easy human reach. The yak's thick skin and shaggy coat, which almost reaches the ground, protect it from the bitter cold, which reaches up to 40 below zero with wind and snowstorm. Despite its girth, with females weighing about 800 pounds and males up to 2 tons, the yak is actually an agile mountain climber, covering great distances through its rocky homeland using cleft hoofs to help it grip the icy rocky ground beneath. The domestic yak, on the other hand, is a quite numerous animal. First tamed in Tibet over 3 millennia ago by herders, the yak is vital to the lives of all of the tribes living in the mountains north of Himalayas. It's a smaller, less shaggy, and more docile animal, though it grunts continuously compared to its more reserved wild counterpart, which grunts only to mate. Female yaks and their young gather together in large herds, while the males are either solitary or live in small bachelor herds. Females mate at age 1 to 3, but males do not mate until they can establish a harem of females around age 5 or 6 when they are fully grown. At the start of breeding season, the mature males, or bulls, join the main herds and begin competing for access to the females. During this period, the males engage in fierce, noisy fights complete with deep grunting. Mainly tests of strength, seldom resulting in injury. This happens en masse in September, causing a yak baby boom 9 months later in the spring. Most yak moms rear one calf every other year. Yaks typically depart the earthly plane by age 25. The yak feeds on lichen, herbs, and coarse grasses growing high in the mountains. The frozen earth is not too fertile, so they sometimes have to travel far and wide to forage. They subsist quite well on this meager diet because they have such efficient digestive systems. Like other ruminants or cud chewers, yaks partially digest their food before regurgitating it to chew and swallow it a second time. The food passes through three more stomachs, efficiently extracting the nutrients. Their thirst-quenching water supply is obtained by crunching and munching the icy landscape like a snow cone. Yes, indeed, left to their own devices, yaks lead a lifestyle of peak pleasures. But throw humans into the mix, and the equation changes in our benefit. Tourism has sparked new ways in which humans take beasts of burden, and the yak is no exception. A particularly curious example can be seen in the mountain resort of Manali in India, where a new extreme sport has taken hold called yak skiing. In this enterprise, the skier waits at the bottom of a hill, attached by a rope and pulley system to a yak, which rests high up on the slopes. The skier is instructed to shake a bucket of pony nuts, whetting the yak's appetite and exciting it enough to send it charging down the hill in stampede fashion. Thanks to the rigging, this setup pulls the skier up the hill at rocket speed. The Tibetan man who created this craze takes up to 5 skiers at once to share the adventure. His greatest words of advice: one mustn't shake the nuts before being tied to the rope, or a 2-ton tackling yak attack trample fest may ensue.
And now,
how to make your own home-brewed yak beer. Sponsored by Oob Kitchens, where the best chickens are always radioactive.
Part 1, The Chemistry of Beginning. Prepare your wort. Bring 1.5 gallons of water to boil in your caseris, then add the malt extract and 4 pounds of sugar. Allow the wort to boil for at least an hour so that the chemicals in the malt and hops can react properly with one another. Stir the wort regularly, and during the last 10 minutes of the boil, add 1.75 ounces of premium yak pelt for texture and aroma. While the wort is boiling, stir the yeast powder into a cup of warm tap water and cover it with a piece of foil. The yeast will immediately begin to propagate. Then place your Fausto on a counter, table, or floor and fill it about half full of water. When the wort is boiled to your satisfaction, put the funnel in the top of the Fausto and carefully pour in the wort. If necessary, fill the Fausto to within about 8 inches from the top with cold water. Cap the Fausto and wait until the wort has cooled to just over room temperature, then open it and use the funnel to add the yeast solution. This is called pitching the yeast. Don't pitch the yeast while the wort is too hot or it'll die. Smack the wort with your racking cane, then immediately attach the blow-off tube to the top of the Fausto and place the Fausto in a cool, dark place. A closet works great. You should fill a pot or large bowl with water and place the free end of the blow-off tube below the surface of the water. Once fermenting begins, which should be within 24 hours, the yeast will begin to reproduce so exuberantly that a yeasty foam called blow-off will flow out from the Fausto, down the tube, and into the water container. This is normal, so don't worry. After fermentation slows a bit, remove the tube, add the Fausto lock assembly, and let the mixture sit in the dark for 6 to 14 days. When it stops bubbling, it's ready to bottle.
Now repeat.
We hope you have enjoyed.
We really hope you have enjoyed part 1 of How to Make Your Own Homebrewed Yak Beer. Stay tuned for part 2, airing later in this evening's program. Let's go ahead and join the live musicians now and give our fine host a little breathing room.
Thank you. Thank you. Delicious yak beer. That's the best yak I've ever tasted.
Mm.